spending some time with us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
All right. So did you see Jason Tatum go down? What are your thoughts? I mean, how bad is this?
I did. It looks like possibly an Achilles injury. Again, speculation.
Right.
But he pushed off with that foot. And what happens with that situation is that the Achilles can lengthen to a point where it actually tears.
Oh.
But we also want to get x-rays and make sure nothing broke or anything like that. Anytime you see an injury like that, you always want to leave other possibilities open.
So if it is Achilles, that's he's out for the rest of the series, correct?
I would say definitely.
And it's never a good sign when they can't walk on it, right? I mean, that's what all of us that don't have any idea about any medical injuries, we have no expertise in this, but when they can't walk on it, usually it's not a good sign, even if it were a sprain, right?
Yeah, even if it was a sprain, yeah, not being able to put weight on it right away is not a good sign because of the pain and the severity of the injury. Usually with an Achilles, people will know it right away. They'll say somebody hit him in the back of the leg, or they'll feel like something, you know, hit him with a baseball bat in the back of the leg. That's the classic description of somebody with an Achilles.
Oof. And is that something that can be fixed with surgery? It has to be fixed with surgery, or it just takes time? How is that dealt with if that is, in fact, what it is?
Typically with elite athletes, it's a surgical reconstruction to try to get those two pieces to come together and get them to heal as tightly as possible. It takes a good 3 months just for the tissue to grow together and come together again. And then it's a long rehab. The average with elite athletes is about 11 months, if you're talking about an Achilles tendon repair to get back to sports.
Oh, this could be bad. This could be worse than we thought then.
And it didn't look like anybody hit him. It looked like he just sort of rolled on it the wrong way.
Well, it's a we call it a hyper dorsiflexion, where the toes are coming up towards the shin, and there's a lot of force being pushed on that Achilles in the back of the leg.
Oof.
So imagine, like, if you're coming and you're a runner coming out of the block and you're just pushing off really hard, there's a lot of force going into that tendon.
Oh, boy.
So needless to say, this is not good news.
I know. And again, it's all speculation, but...
Again, I haven't examined him, and I don't want to say what it is without...
But it sounds either way, we're probably not looking at seeing him again during the series, but we'll know more after the MRI today, I suppose. But thank you so much for weighing in. I hope we didn't, like, pull you out of surgery today.
Not a problem.
Thank you so much, Dr. Sean Rockett from Orthopedics New England. We appreciate your time today.
Take care.
I love him. He's like, you silly girl.
I know. He's like straight to the point. He's like these two women calling my phone. Like, I'm in the middle of, like, you know,
no,
surgical.
Literally, he's in surgery. And he's like, these two. He's
I
like,
know.
Lose my number.
I know. Poor I know. Guy. But it doesn't sound good. And I feel